Next patient is Diane Mitchell. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Kruger. Is for consultation atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patient is a 70-year-old female with a history of palpitation. Period of patient symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the palpitation. Period. Patient underwent a loop recorded by Dr. Kruger that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation. Period. A patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Period. Current medication, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily. Famotidine 20 mg daily. Furosemide 40 mg. Olmesartan. Amitriptyline, metoprolol 100 mg daily. Multivitamins, atorvastatin. Period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, diminution of weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizures or TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 122 over 75 pulses, 60 respiration, 16, weight is 170 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Click impression number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, recommendation, patient is quite symptomatic with atrial fibrillation. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation, pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Kruger.